It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Liveline. We're looking at the dark side of people in power. Money and power lead to access and privileges that ordinary people don't get. And Brad, in the case of Sean Diddy Combs, it seemed he used his power and wealth for his self-interest and thought he was untouchable.
So the indictment against him, alleges that he basically was running a criminal organization or a criminal enterprise where he directed people to do certain things in reference to sex, to reference to drugs, and then use threats and coercion to keep them silent. And this apparently has gone on for a lot of years. I mean, we're talking about, I don't know how many people involved, but hundreds at some point. I mean, there's over, if you go to the civil side, there's over 120 civil cases filed against him for allegations of illegal behavior and threats, I guess, against the people who are suing him. But it goes to, if you have power, fame, and money, that it gives you a lot of latitude as to what you can do with your life day in and day out. And if it goes to this side of where it's all about you, egocentric, you lack empathy, you lack humility, and you just play off what your inner desires are, which sometimes clearly goes to sex and I think in some of these examples, drugs. And you believe after a period of time that you're just above it all. I think it happened to Harvey Weinstein. I think it happened to Jeffrey Epstein. And it's just one of those things that, what switch in your head takes you one direction or the other, and that's complicated. But, it does, to a certain extent, go with whatever your core is as you're growing up.
It's almost tough to say, Brad, because not that any of it's right, but, it goes from one level to another, it seems, in a lot of these cases. We talk about depravity and all these different things, but it's another level when you start talking about trafficking, kidnapping. I mean, that goes well above what a lot of people would even imagine.
Yeah, and we'll have to see the circumstances around that. But look at it maybe this way, that if you are one of these, top entertainers that have an entourage of bodyguards, assistants. I mean, you got dozens and dozens of people that are around you day in and day out, and you can direct them to do whatever you want them to do. I mean, that, does he spot somebody or see somebody that he wants to have a relationship with? He may have a bodyguard go grab them. I mean, I think that's going to be what some of the allegations are. Or my guess is as much is using coercion as anything else, and maybe even his fame to initially get them to come to a particular location. But yeah, I mean, this goes super deep, involves a lot of people, and I think the short answer, he's in big trouble.
We've seen this before with other famous people. Since the original indictment came out against Combs, now many more accusers are coming forward.
Yeah. And I think because they probably feel the courage to come forward. The reason, Susan, these folks continue to be successful at basically perpetuating their delusions is because of coercion and power. And like you'll lose your job. And my guess is there's going to be threats in here. If you do so-and-so, something will happen to you, perhaps. I don't know that, but I'm just guessing, because that kind of goes with this territory, that people become, you know, they want to keep their job. Or if he worked out a financial arrangement where he paid them off to be quiet, that happens in these cases too. I don't know if it happened in this case, but certainly that's another thing that I'm sure the feds know about at this point.
How difficult is it for law enforcement to get people talking about these people? Because once you start to open it up, and then, you know, you look online and people go through old interviews where it seems like so many people knew, maybe not the full extent, but when you're talking right. about Diddy here, like at least some of what was going on there, yet it still took years and years and years for these charges to be brought about. That must mean it's pretty difficult to get people to play, so to speak, with law enforcement.
Well, think about it this way. People like Mr. Combs, obviously, is a super famous guy. He's powerful. He's talented. And people are attracted to him. And he has, I'm sure, a lot of super well-known, wealthy folks in their own right, whether they're, you know, movie stars or whatever they might be, knowing that they're not going to wander into this dark side of his life. But they still have a relationship with him on a professional level because maybe they respect him on that level only. And so they want to continue maybe that relationship. Now, if you call him on certain behaviors, tell law enforcement, which you may or may not have firsthand knowledge of, then you've now put yourself in a situation where you can't really help the feds or the law enforcement. But you maybe, now have compromised your relationship with Combs. So, I mean, it gets complicated, of course. People have their own agendas as to why they don't do things. But as we mentioned a few minutes ago, I mean, this case has got all sorts of alleged coercion and threats in it to keep people silent.
He's trying to get out. Do you see that happening at all?
No. I mean, you know, the problem is I think they have information of threats. there's that video of one of his long-term girlfriends where he's dragging her around in a hallway. It's caught on an elevator or outside an elevator in a hotel. I think they have real concerns about him intimidating witnesses. And I'll be surprised if the judge lets him out.
Well, Brad, thank you. As always, Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.